Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 66, recorded Friday, November 8th, 2013. So, obviously, I'm off the wagon a bit. It'll all work out, but I certainly intended to do this earlier. I guess I'm not quite in the habit. I'm trying to figure out what I need, if there's something I need to do in my workflow. Maybe I do need to pick a particular time of the day or particular time of the week, rather, to do this. I'm just not 100% sure. I'm trying to tweak my workflow a little bit here and see if that helps. Today I'm actually trying out Google Drive Notes instead of pen and paper. I like pen and paper. I like the hands-on nature of using pen and paper for notes. And I know it sounds trivial, but there is a difference, and I got a lot more notes down in Drive, partially because I type, faster than I write. And I can go back and forth to it pretty easily. So, I think I'm going to try the Google Docs, here for a little while and see how that goes. As you may be able to tell, the Zoom H1 that I was talking about, I hope you can tell, the Zoom H1 that I was talking about last episode, has been purchased. I went out and looked and, the price between just buying it at Best Buy and buying it on Amazon, there's a slight difference, but it was one of those, I had my hands on it and I was ready to get it. And, Charlotte had made, a good point that I could use it in the car. So, went ahead and got it. So this is the first actual podcast that I'm using it. I've done some tests. They sound really good. So what the heck, we're going to go with this thing. I have absolutely no experience with it. I'm completely winging it at this point. I don't know if I'm too far away from the mic, if I'm too close to the mic. Do I stand it up on end, which is how I have it right now, but I'm a little, if a cat jumps up here and we have a passel of them, it's going to knock it over and that's going to be insanely loud. Shall I lie it on its side, or would that make it sound weird? Would you hear like vibrations and stuff? I don't know. I don't know any of those things. Do I need one of those little foam cover thingies, I think that's for popping. I don't know. I'm clueless. So this should be fun. We're just going to wing it and see how it sounds and go from there. We'll learn. As of right now, I'm not monkeying. There's not a zillion settings on this thing, but there are several. I'm not messing with any of the settings right now on the H1. I'm just going to let Auphonic do all the audio tweaking in the background, and we'll just see what it sounds like and compare it to some older podcasts. And I can't see how it could be worse. So, so we'll go from there. As I mentioned, and what Charlotte mentioned, Charlotte brought up and kind of sealed the deal for me. One of the things that this will let me do is start podcasting, on my drives back and forth to Atlanta. I stayed in North Carolina this week, so I didn't have one, but next week I should be going in. So I've got four to five, depending on when I drive, our drives in front of me, which should give me ample time to get some recording in. I often think about things that I want to talk about. And, I tried a couple times, to do it before, and it was just horrific. So, I've heard Dave Slusher's, go to the comic book store podcast he's doing now. He's using an H2. Hopefully there's not that much of a difference, cause his sound fantastic. So, I'm hoping that we can use this and do some recording. I got to figure out, do I hold it when I'm recording in the car? That doesn't sound super good idea. I may invest in some sort of little clamp or widget or something that'll hold it in place for me. I don't know exactly what to do, but again, we can figure that out and I can test that, driving around. So not too worried about it. Housewise, continuing just, since you want to know about my ever so exciting life, I've got a new home office setup that I actually really like. I kind of didn't have a desk in the house anyway. I was not a super big deal, but I I've got a desk that will be here eventually, but I was just kind of using the side of the kitchen table, and we've got one desk not in an optimal position because sometimes I like to I'm up late with some friends of mine playing League of Legends, and even if I try to be quiet, there's I'm not. and they're really not. And there can be leakage even from headphones. So we wanted to put me in a situation in the house where it would be less likely that I would keep people up. And figured out Charlotte is very good at the sort of thing. She figured out a spot, put it up. I freaking love it. It's actually really cool. I've got a spot for my laptop. I got a little area for books. I've got my, if you hear background noise, those are cats going crazy. I've got my Nexus 7 with its combination charger stand thing. So I can play music while I'm sitting at work. After a day or so, I realized that I have my, wireless charging station for my Nexus 4 that I could bring in here and sit down. And so now my Nexus 4 is just sitting there charging. It's, very cool. I have a nice window view, which I actually do like that sort of thing. I can see what's going on out in the world. It's great. I'm turning that off. Sorry. Probably heard my email ding. I forgot to mute that. So this is hard to beat. I really like it. My initial thought was, yeah, sure. Well, my initial thought was, yeah, I need somewhere to go to be quiet when I'm playing. And when Charlotte picked out the spot, I was like, well, yeah, that should work. But I'm loving it. So I really like it. Glad to be here. My big fun from the day, I just stuck this in right before the podcast, because my big fun of the day was going over my credit card statement. Yeah, it's something that I don't do as often as I know you're supposed to. Or very often at all. But I decided to do it today. Besides some work-related stuff for that SQL Pass conference that I went to, that I had to do an expense report for a couple weeks ago. And I was pretty sure, I saw that the expense report went through. But I wanted to just make sure everything came out right and everything. And while I was in there, I was thinking in the back of my head, I've got this, in particular, this gym membership in Atlanta. It's only $10 a month, but I haven't been in forever because I'm not in Atlanta very much anymore. And I keep forgetting to cancel the dang thing. And I'm like, well, I'll go through, make sure it's still on there. Like maybe they just decided to cancel on me. Like that's what gyms would do. I mean, they make their money from people exactly like me that it's only $10 a month and then, never come. So I was like, well, I'll go through and I'll get that off. And I'll just kind of skim through, make sure everything's cool. So I started double checking things not an hour ago and I finished this up and started the podcast. I'm ashamed of myself. I had not one, but two MMO auto renewing memberships, neither of which I'm currently playing. Then of course I also had I had a Kindle, like a little $1.99 National Review. I like to read both sides of the fence, and the National Review is a pretty good right-hand side of the fence thing. But again, I haven't been reading that lately. So I had that. I had the two MMOs, and then, of course, I had the gym membership, and I'm like, oh, God. So now I have to play the cancel game. Amazon's easy. That took zero time. Blizzard, easy. WoW was one of them. I give them credit. They make canceling and obviously returning. Because they never delete your character. And I'm almost certainly will go back and play World of Warcraft at a later date. I'm just not playing right now. But they make it just as easy as Netflix does. It's just a few clicks, you're done. You can go back in, can undo it later, no problem. The other one, I didn't even know what it said. WB Games, which turned out that's Warner Brothers Games, which is doing the something for DDO, Dungeons & Dragons Online, and Lord of the Rings Online, which I have accounts in both of those, and I have played both of those. But from the charge, I can't even tell, right? And then it turns out, I flail around for a while. I logged into both my accounts. I saw no subscription information because it's not there. I have to call the 800 number, and finally I talked to the guy, and even he admits this is pretty confusing. It's actually under Turbine, which is the distributor, maybe, of the games. There's a Turbine website, which is, if you go to the regular Turbine website, you see no place to log into this thing that combines all of like the subscription stuff, even though they mention subscriptions, on the individual websites and don't show one. Even he was like, this is pretty, they should at least have a link or something. So once I found it, it was easy to cancel, but it was confusing. And then, of course, there's the gym. You know, they are one of the people, you know, they're like the AOLs of the world. You know, nothing's going to be easy. So I called the gym. I kind of figured that the gym was going to give me an 800 number. They did. They give me an 800 number to call for the people that do their billing. I talked to them, and admittedly, the customer service rep, she was very nice and very helpful. And she tells me I have to send a written 30-day notice. I have either certified mail or an email. I took the email, whatever. She gave me all the information I needed. I didn't know my account number or anything like that. So now I just got the one from them, and now I have an inbox full of cancellation notifications and a note on my calendar to do this like 2 months from now again. I should have gotten everything, but you know, you never know. You may have quarterly stuff. Like one of those MMO accounts was a quarterly thing. And so you wouldn't necessarily catch it on a monthly basis. Yeah, that was a little deep dive into my housework, you know, cleanup thing. But it's also an admonishment to do the same if you do not frequently do that, because I caught quite a bit of money there that's been going out the door every month for no reason and is canceled now. So that's good. On a more fun note, let's talk about turkey legs. Okay. Well, we didn't. Well, that's not true. Actually, Charlotte did get a turkey leg last week, but I ate part of it. But the Renaissance Festival. So we went last week, and in fact, we had so much fun, we're going again this week. We have to buy a thing, actually, there, but for a gift. But we like it. We have fun friends that we go with that are a fun time, and people watching is awesome at Ren Fairs, and both Charlotte and I like to people watch. So, yep, went last week, going again this week. And no, believe it or not, that'll be 3 times. That's probably it for this year. But that is not enough to make buying a season pass worthwhile. To make buying a season pass, at least the Carolina Renaissance Festival, worthwhile, it's somewhere between, I think it's either like 5.5, I think. It's either 5 or 6 times you have to go, even for it to work out, even, you know, you're only making money, as it were, if you go more than 6 times, I think. And I like the RenFest, but not that much. So, but it was fun last week, and should be fun tomorrow. We're definitely looking forward to it. So, well, 12:30 was a little shorter than some of the ones I've been doing, but I'm kind of anxious to turn this thing off and see what this sounds like. So I think I'm going to wrap it up for today. Hopefully this will make things. This seems to be working, and as long as the volume's okay, I'm going to endeavor to jump into it earlier during the week next week and try and get back on the early week schedule rather than the slide into the late week schedule that I seem to have gotten into now. So that's it for today. My name's Ken Kennedy. This podcast is at kenzoid.com, KENZOID.com. That's where you can leave comments. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com, kkennedy@kenzoid.com. My Twitter handle is kenzoid. My Google Plus handle, I actually got the custom URL doohickey yesterday, I think. So the link that's in the show notes still resolves, but I believe it's plus.google.com/user or whatever. It is still complicated. But mine is plus Ken Kennedy -Kenzoid, because that made me add something. But that'll be in the show notes as well. And this podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution, share alike version 3.0. And we'll hope everybody has a good weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.